Okay, good morning, everybody. Parshas Bamidbar is always the Shabbos before Shavuos, and the Medrash Tanchuma discusses in the beginning, in Perek Vav, in the Medrash, discusses the Maamar Har Sinai a little bit, which is certainly appropriate because we're heading into Shavuos and Kabbalah Satorah. So it's first of all, it's a Medrash Tanchuma in Parshas Bamidbar, even though it's talking about just being in the Midbar, but it describes some highlights of Maamar Har Sinai. And the Medrash tells us, why was the Torah given in Midbar Sinai? The Rebbe Seinu taught us the Shlosh Devarim Nitna Torah. The Torah was given with three things: Ba'esh uvimayim uvimidbar. Number one with fire. Number two with water. And number three in the Midbar. Now, what are the sources? Ba'esh, it says in the pasuk Yisro. Ba'esh number of Har Sinai. Oshin kulo was smoky. Nei Asher Yorah Alav Hashem. Ba'esh. So that's the description of Esh. B'mayim har sinai mamish. Now, b'mayim, how do you know the Torah was given with mayim? Now, nowhere, actually, I've heard this before, this mentioned many times, I finally thought of the question, nowhere does it say in our Torah, in Parshas B'mayim har sinai, nowhere does it say anything about the water being given, the Torah being given with water. So, you have to look at the Medrash inside. The Medrash quotes a pasuk in Shoftim, Perakei pasuk Dalet, which is Shiras Devora, and Devora is describing Maamar Har Sinai. She says Hashem betzeis from his seir, and the left seir. She's poetically talking about Maamar Har Sinai. Betzadcha mistei Edom, right? When you left the field, is Edom. Eretz ra'asha gam shemaim natafu, right? The earth quaked and the heavens trickled, and then it says gam avim natafu, even the clouds dripped water. So Dvorah, obviously she had a mesora that there was water in Maamar Har Sinai as well, and then the Midbar we know. That the Torah was given in the Midbar, right, as it says, Bimbar Sinai Lemar. Okay. Which is our pasuk. Now, Rav Meir Shapiro of Lublin, Rav Shiva of Chachmei Lublin, said that the idea of giving the Torah with the accompaniment of fire, water, and the Midbar is a remez to the following idea of Mesiras Nefesh. The Eish is symbolic of the fire that Avraham Avinu jumped into, the mysterious nefesh that Avraham Avinu did. The yam, the mayim, is symbolic of the yamsuf, where all of Klai Yisrael, not just individuals, all of Klai Yisrael one entity, jumped into the yamsuf. And the midbar also is a tremendous symbol of the mysterious nefesh, because lechtech achrav midbar be'eretz lo zeruah, right? Komar Hashem zechatu lechesed, right? HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers the chesed of the Jewish people, even though we were enslaved, and certainly it was pretty bad in Mitzrayim. Nevertheless, it was a chesed that the Jewish people followed HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the Midbar. So the message, says Rav Meir Shapiro, is that when it comes to Kabbalah Satorah, there has to be an element of Mesiras Nefesh. And just as an aside, when you think about Avraham Avinu, you know, oftentimes when we say the words, Yishmon Esrei, I was just talking about this with a friend of mine recently, we say the words, Elkei Avraham, Elkei Yitzchak, Elkei Yaakov, it could be that we feel far removed. We think about Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov as being physical, you know, biblical creatures. They're biblical creatures. But you have to remember that they were once upon a time human beings, literally human beings, that had challenges also. Right? Avraham Avinu grew up in the house of Avodah Zarah, and he obviously believes in Hashem enough that when Nimrod said, hey, jump in the fire, he as a human being made a conscious decision to jump in. Same thing you think about Yitzchak. He was a human being. He nevertheless, he put himself on the Akedah. And Yaakov Avinu, the trials and tribulations that he had in his life, he was a human being. It was not easy growing up with Esav, being swindled by Lavan, having to meet Esav again, and yet they persevered. Just as an aside, that they're real human beings, and they had challenges too, but they persevered. And one would say, as a side point that comes out of this, is that when we think about Mesiras Nefesh in Jewish history, one would think that Chana, who gave up her seven sons, by the Chanukah story, should be more of a symbol of Mesiras Nefesh than Avraham Avinu. She gave him seven sons. Avraham Avinu was willing to give up one son. He didn't even give up one son. So what's the pshat? The pshat is that Chana couldn't do what she did unless her ancestor Avraham Avinu already set the tone, so to speak. So when we have to use Mesiras Nefesh to learn Torah, to mekabel the Torah, so we're not on our own. We have zchus avos. We have already, the path has been set to us. As long as we go on that path, the path has been, the groundwork has been laid for us by our ancestors. And says Rav Meir Shapiro, this is what the Torah is telling us. That the Torah is given, why? because there's no other way to properly be mekayim and to learn the Torah and accept the Torah without mesiras nefesh. It doesn't work. Like anything in life, there's no such thing as the famous line, there are no free lunches. There's no such thing as anything that's really valuable, or that's really important, that's really special, that comes just with no work. No, it certainly is no pain, no gain. And the Torah, which is the greatest treasure of all, right? It's Gihem Chayenu, it's our lives, so certainly it has to come from a serious nefesh mamish. And that's what it means, Be'esh, Uvemayim, Uvemidbar. Okay. Now this idea was taken from Meir Shapiro of Chachmei Lublin, from the Sefer Alinu L'Shabeach. Rav Zilberstein writes about a small anecdote about his father-in-law, his late father-in-law, the Gadol HaDor, Rav Yashiv. Now Rav Yashiv said over a story about himself. I guess he must have said this over about himself, as you'll see in a moment. That when he was a young avrich, when he was a young married gentleman, and he was. And there was a chazan, Yosla Rosenblatter. I think he recently passed away, if I'm not mistaken. So he was a huge chazan, and he was giving a concert in Yerushalayim, and everybody was going. And objectively, there's nothing terrible about it. It's shiras the shishbachos to Kadosh Baruch Hu. There's nothing bad about it. Separate seating. Everything was going to be kosher. And Rabbi Yosha decided he's leaving the Beis Medrash and he's going to this chazan's concert. Because everybody's going and it's going to be enjoyable. Why not, right? And halfway there, he decided, "What am I doing? What am I doing?" Right? If you compare and you put on the scale, should I learn? Should I go to the Chazon's concert of Yosef Rosenblatt? So obviously, if you look at it objectively, what's right, what's wrong? Yosef felt he went back. He went back to the Beis Medrash and he continued to learn. And we know certainly Yosef also learned in his songs. He had his own songs, and the Mutzer. Part of the Mussar idea is that Rabbi Yashiv could not have become who he was, the Masmid Otsum, who learned, knew everything, if he didn't give up on certain pleasures and certain excursions like he did in that situation. And, I'm not saying a person has to cut himself off from the world. That's not, and not enjoy, not have any outlets. Certainly not. But there's certain hakara and a certain awareness that a person has to have. There has to be a certain level of Mussar's Nefesh. A guy can tell you, learning's not for me. It's impossible to say learning is not for a person unless he's done a little bit of mysterious nefesh. He's given up something. That's what the Medrash is telling us. The Torah was given be'esh u'mayim u'midbar. If a person never does anything but mysterious nefesh, it won't work. It won't stick. It doesn't work. It's like, and I think it's like many things in life. Nothing will stick and be enjoyable and become part of you unless you're mysterious nefesh for it. And certainly not Torah. Because that's the only way it was given. It was given by Eish Ramayim Umidbar. There's no other way to do it. There's no such thing. There's no such thing as being involved in Torah and connecting to Torah, with flip-flops and shorts and a t-shirt, sitting back with the Gemara. It doesn't work. It won't go. A person will never connect to Torah that way. But if a person spends a few extra minutes learning, or a person says, I'm going to come up to Seder on time, a person says, I'm going to review more in depth, I'm not just going to be simply satisfied with a very external, superficial understanding of the Gemara, then it'll never happen. But if you go ahead and you're most nervous, then it will happen. Rav Zilberstein continues on, he says, he wrote this Sefer, I don't know how many years ago this is actually printed, Alinu L'Shabeach, but I would say about 20 years ago, perhaps less. And he's talking about the security situation in Eretz Yisrael that was constantly rearing its ugly head. In Eretz Yisrael, there's certain nerves and concerns about the safety. And he said that people come to Rabbanim and they ask for advice. So he would say over the following story, that Jews came to the Chofetz Chaim as they saw the Shoah, the Holocaust happening. They came to the Chofetz Chaim, what should we do? What should we do? We see the writing on the wall, what should we do? So the Chofetz Chaim says, I can't give you a better advice than the Tanam and Amoraim of the Gemara. And he quoted them the Gemara in Tzadiches, Amud Beis in Sanhedrin. It says, what should a person do in order to be spared from the birth pangs of Mashiach? And what does it say? Two ideas. There's no two ways about it. A person wants the Yath of the Shema in this world, in this very scary and unpredictable and unstable world. There's no tricks. You can't just, obviously our generation wants the quick fix, wants the band-aid. You say this tefillah and that tefillah, and then you go to sleep at night, no problem, then you'll be saved. You'll be saved. There's no shortcuts. In life in general, there are really no shortcuts. And also, if there is a shortcut, it's not going to take root inside of you. But if a person is osek b'torah, if a person is osek b'gvulos chasadim, a person really does those things to the utmost, so then he'll be zochah to be saved from Chavah Mashiach. Again, obviously this is still, you know, tzadik v'ra'al, rasha v'tovah, there's still those elements. That's certainly true. But if you want to know what the eitz is, to be saved from Chavah Mashiach, it's two things. Two things. Learn Torah and do chesed. So, in summary, there, I'm looking at the room here, the Shana Aleph guys that are here, obviously it could be in the dining room, it could be elsewhere, it could be, obviously you are the minority of the Shana Aleph guys, so certainly you guys should be praised. You are obviously the ones who have this mysterious nefesh in you. And that's why you'll talk to be Zocha, you know, to be Mekabel the Torah properly this week, Bez Hashem, and in life, that the only way, this is what the Medrash is telling us, the only way to properly acquire Torah is through mysterious nefesh. There's no other way. I mean, I think somebody was telling me this recently. I don't remember what the context was, and he said that over time you'll see that the people who are most successful in learning will not necessarily be the people who you thought would be successful because they're so smart. That's not who really succeeds in Limud Torah. The people who succeed in Limud Torah are the people who work hard. Mysterious nefesh, because Torah certainly is not a subject like any other subject. There's many spiritual aspects of Limud Torah. So if a person is most in nefesh, so then Taka will be zocha to proper Kabbalah Torah. And when you think about it, now we have, what do we have, 6 days? I mean, assuming you guys keep 2 days, but even if you're not keeping 2 days, hopefully, you know, you're still Thursday. You have, you know, 6 days now straight of preparing. Shloshes Yimei Hagbalah starts Sunday night, but Sunday already, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. Motzei Shabbos, you have Shabbos. Now's the opportunity. If a person says, you know what, I can't commit to learning B'Hasmada Rabbah long term, but I think that it's certainly incumbent upon us and certainly capable of saying, you know what, the next 6 days till Shavuos, I'm going to show HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I'm going to go into Shavuos to this Zman of Kabbalah Satorah with feelings of Mesirus Nefesh. And through that, we should all be Zocha to properly be Kabbalah Torah. Have a great Shabbos.